Real estate shouldn't be confusing or intimidating. Each week, Hanson Bailey answers your questions and helps you be better informed and take control of your property buying and selling experiences.
I'm with Chad Nelson from Hanson Bailey Real Estate, and today the question is from Annabelle. What's the difference between pre-qualification and pre-approval when buying a house?
Oh, that's a great question, and the questioner, Annabelle, sounds hot. She's my wife. Hey, when you initially set out to purchase a home, the real estate agent and home seller will want to know if you can actually afford the house, and you'll want to know that too. And a lot of times you go to a financier and try to either get a pre-qualification or a pre-approval, and a lot of people want to know the difference. So if you choose to finance the home purchase with a mortgage, you'll have to get pre-qualified first, but that's not as official or robust as a pre-approval, but it is a good first step that you can purchase the home you desire or maybe any home at all. And a lot of realtors will want to know before they show the house if you are pre-qualified or pre-approved, because it does in fact help ensure if you want to buy the house that you can actually get that done. So you go to a bank or a mortgage broker, and a pre-qualification is not necessarily a waste of time, but it's just running a few numbers to see where you stand, and it cannot be used in place of a pre-approval. So what is a pre-approval? Well, it actually has legs. It has tax returns associated with it, real documentation, and an underwriting on the loan file that says you can purchase the home in which you're pre-approved for up to that amount. You'll also want to ask the question on whether taxes or homeowner association fees are associated with it, or insurance fees are associated with it, because that can definitely change your monthly payment. Pre-approval requirements include things like credit reports, bank statements, pay stubs, and tax returns, where pre-qualification is just simply asking a few questions to see if you're in the ballpark. If you want to know more about this subject or any other, please give us a call at 512-756-2775, or go to our website, hansenbailey.com/FAQ. That's H-A-N-S-Z-E-N, bailey.com/FAQ. For Ask a Realtor, this is Chad Nelson with Hanson Bailey Real Estate. Have a great weekend. Hanson Bailey Real Estate Services, LLC, license number 9003031.